Our guest today, the Radiators, formed in the late 70s in keyboardist Ed Volker's garage and have been together ever since, all the original members. The five-piece joins us today for a nice long set, although not as long as their legendary shows. They have a new album called Dreaming Out Loud. One of the band's lead singers and guitarists is Dave Malone. Now, he's the brother of Tommy Malone of the other New Orleans band, The Subdudes. He grew up with his guitar-playing brothers in Louisiana, and I asked him to tell us about his brothers and music in the house.
The oldest brother got the Sears guitar first, and was doing the Kingston Trio stuff. And then the next brother got the next guitar and was doing the Donovan and Bob Dylan stuff. And then Tommy and I just kind of, you know, took their stuff when they weren't looking and started playing.
Well, and who... I mean, obviously, you talk about influences that we all had wherever we lived. But growing up, how far were you from the city when you grew up?
About an hour west, a little town called Edgard, Louisiana, on the river.
When did you start realizing the wealth of music that was in in Louisiana?
Oh, we've all had this conversation within the band. Ed and I probably together more than anyone. We'd hear all that New Orleans stuff we'd hear on the radio. I just assumed everybody in the world was hearing it.
Right.
And we'd go to other places and name even Ernie Cato or Earl King, and we were his band for a long, long time. And people didn't know what the hell we were talking about until, you know, Come On was covered by, I think, Hendrix first and then Stevie Ray.
Right.
But we thought that stuff was everywhere. I think some of it made national charts.
Sure it did, but people didn't realize what it was as a whole. So that's just amazing.
Oh, man. I mean, that the town of music is everywhere. It bubbles up out of the streets.
Yeah, which is a strange image now. But, yeah. But, yeah, I don't mean to really dwell on this so much, but what's going to happen, because one of the things that was cool about New Orleans is you could be there and not have too much money and survive as a musician. And now it's going to be tougher, it would seem.
Well, it is tougher, and you're right. That's exactly right. Not just as a musician, it was an easy place to be poor in. And all the people that got displaced found out you go to other places, and it's not easy to be poor there. You can't eat like a king for $3 a day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad.
It's really, boy, people, unfortunately, we go all over the place, and people, a lot of people think, oh, New Orleans is back. No, it's not back. And they keep discovering things that are wrong with it, you know? It's really, God, it's heartbreaking.
Radiators are our guests today on the World Cafe, and they have a new album recorded at least partially in the city, or all of it in the city, called Dreaming Out Loud. And these new tunes are great. So what do you want to begin with?
This is called Don't Pray For Me.
For the cheater, pray for the fair, reach out to a stranger to show how much you care. Cry for the killer, cry for the slain. Heal up the wounded and march them out again. Don't pray for me, don't cry for me. Don't do anything at all for me. We'll be right back.
Seven Devils, another one of the new ones from the Radiators, are playing live for us today. And I'm sitting here having a great time in the center of all this music, and I'm realizing people all over the country are doing the same. And Many of them are making sure they capture this because your fans are legendary, and you guys are legendary also for making your shows available as well. So let's talk a little bit about your fans, because I think it's not only amazing that they're, if people know New Orleans, they know about the crews that are associated with Mardi Gras, but you guys have crews of fans all over the country. They throw balls?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Ed, you want to take this one?
It's kind of... we started off in a pizza parlor a long time ago, and it's sort of always been this little pizza parlor wherever we go. We have our own little kind of community in the more hotbeds of fishheaddom around the country. And some of these little communities start their own crews modeled after the Mardi Gras model of Moms, which was the first crew to have the big Moms ball, which still happens.
Right.
And it's been great. It's been, I tell you what, for all the vicissitudes and oblivions of the road, you know, having a little kind of family and community to go to makes all the difference.
And those gigs must be really special because everybody knows everything, right? I mean, they just, you know.
And they encourage us to just play whatever we feel like and be nutty.
They encourage us to know nothing.
Yeah, it's all about the ingredients, you know.
Well, I was also thinking about the fact that now you're on String Cheese Incidents label, and of course they're known as a jam band. But I realized you guys preceded all that. You know, if there's any band that would be the definition thereof, I guess it would be you guys. But you're not. That's really not what you're just a great rock band. I mean, it's not.
Well, we are more song oriented.
Right.
We care about the song more about than the jam, but we jam within the context of a song, but. After all these years, I guess it'd have to be preserves.
Before they talked about jam in New Orleans, we talked about groove.
Yeah.
You know, really, and the jam, and it was on top of the groove. You know, and it's really more about the groove with us
and hooking up, as this band definitely does in that way. So, all right, let's get back to it. Enough of this. Let's get back to some more music from the Radiators playing live.
It's called Wrestling with the Angel. It goes sort of exactly like this.
wrestling with the angel, you got to take the chance. Every trick and every power, every strategy to advance. I'll keep right on fighting all my whole life through. Wrestling with the angel, one fight, one fight.
Smoking performance today from the Radiators playing live for us on the World Cafe. And we have time for but one more. What do you want to finish up with?
Oh, a love song called, no. It's called A Roller Coaster, and it's exactly what it sounds like.
Soft little number to finish things up today from the Rats. Thank you guys so much for making
Thank you so much for having us. It was a great time.
Real pleasure. The Radiators are guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.